We're here on In Focus on a Friday morning. Brandon Peoples here on News Radio KMAN. We've got Dr. Timothy Schaefer joining us here, Assistant Professor in the Department of Communication Studies and Assistant Director of the
Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. That's right.
Such a big title.
It is. ICDD. It's good to be here, though.
Glad to have you in here, as always. How are things going here? This is the first time we've seen you in the new year.
Yeah, I know. It's there's a lot going on in 2020. I was listening a little bit as we were coming in, as I was coming into the station, the top of the hour news that you all have, and exciting times for things in D.C., wondering what exactly transpires there. But yeah, lots of other things going on too, both locally. One of the projects that I think I alluded to last time I was in December, I was related to some efforts from some state legislators, and so we had a workshop with them in the middle of January, which was positive, although it fell on that ice storm in the middle of the month. It was on the 17th, I guess. So that had a little bit of a detrimental effect on attendance, but it was really positive. And I think for myself and for others who work in the kind of space of how do we convene and think about working across some of these boundaries, these differences, there's some real hopefulness for the legislature. So we'll see what happens here in Kansas. But yeah, those are a couple of the things that have really, I think, been some factors that have shaped both thinking about these issues locally as well as more nationally.
You know, we live in a country that's so divided in its politics, and I've been hearing a lot here how sports and music really can unite us here. We had a lot of tragedy this week with the death of Kobe Bryant and all of that, and then we have the Super Bowl coming up here, and these are things that people look toward to unify in a time where it just seems like it's constantly bickering here between the two parties.
Yeah, how do I want to say it? There's an interesting book. I'm trying to remember if I've mentioned it, but it's called Overcoming Democracy, and it's by Robert Talese, and he makes this argument basically that politics is central and important, and that we can also sometimes overdo it in certain ways. And in fact, one of the it might seem counter to what we would typically say is important for us to do, but if we want to be able to engage critically and democratically, we also need to be able to coexist without that always being the frame of reference that brings us together. So you and I need to be able to interact at kind of human levels and doing all sorts of things. And so he makes arguments for, you know, being involved in kind of community life and coaching kids in sports leagues and things like that. But to your point, right, it would also, I think, align with the idea of, you know, how do we interact and maybe share space with one another in more informal ways that are not always framed around what is the particular politician or party that I typically align with, and vice versa, what's going on there? Like, how can we do some other stuff together? And so, yeah, so we'll see what, for this whole part of the country, what the Super Bowl brings here. Because it's one of those moments, maybe that decreases some of those barriers between folks.
Yeah, and you know, you'll see the commercials, and sometimes those are political in nature.
Yeah, and there have been a few of those that have come out a little bit earlier. I think Budweiser has one that kind of is talking about that. I mean, it's actually riffing off of the sense of like who are, quote, ordinary Americans, and at least one of the videos, I'm sure there's more, highlights that, you know, quote, ordinary Americans look like lots of different people from backgrounds, ethnicities, kind of lived experience, locality, all that stuff. And it's important to be reminded of that, especially when some of those things can very easily become shorthand for how we think about and frame people. And once we kind of turn those categories into really rigid notions and ideas, then we've marginalized or excluded a lot of people from that. And I think that's really unfortunate, especially when we are in such kind of a heightened environment. So yeah, so some of those things, I imagine some of those commercials will be very absurd, some will be really funny, and some will be really poignant and highlighting, I think, the state of kind of civic life right now, and maybe serve a bit of a reminder, and then immediately followed by like a Doritos commercial.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
That's such a good point. Yeah. Well, what have You mentioned you were involved in the event here a couple weeks ago. It was kind of hindered by the ice storm here.
It was a project actually spearheaded by some local politicians and others across the state. So Tom Hawk, Tom Phillips, both here locally, were really involved in kind of the groundwork. Frankly, building over a number of years to have this convening happen. So the National Institute for Civil Discourse, NICD, does a workshop at state-level legislatures, and it's called Building Trust Through Civil Discourse. And it's a half-day, slightly more than a half-day workshop for legislators to kind of be introduced to one another at a different level. So they kind of have this sense of, who are you? Why do you come into the work that you do? What are the factors that have led you basically into some of this public service work? And so later then coming to very practically, what do we do so we can work together in ways that are beyond maybe party affiliation? And so this has happened in a number of states. Kansas was just the 17th that has done a workshop. Many of these states have actually repeated multiple times. But we've tried to, NICD and a number of legislators have tried for a number of years to have this workshop occur, but the only way that it happens is if leadership from both parties say yes and support it and all of that, which was the case this time around, and which hasn't been in the past. So that was where I think members from both the House and the Senate were really hopeful. And I think, generally speaking, it was positive. We had almost 80 legislators sign up to participate. We lost less than half of that because of the storm, just for travel and all sorts of things. Basically, everything was shutting down. It was in Topeka. But they have, the legislators have kind of responded with a way of, how do we have an action plan going forward? How do we kind of continue and sustain some of these conversations? And it's an opportunity. A colleague here at K-State and myself in the coming weeks, we'll be interacting with them, doing some presentations, some of the things that we talk about a little bit here of how to understand and think about these questions. And we'll see where it goes. But it's there's a real hopefulness. And I think there were some things that were expressed publicly prior to this session that might point to the ability to find some bipartisan agreement, some common ground on some issues that are really significant to a lot of people in the state of Kansas. And so we'll see. But I'm hopeful that that could be one of those reference points that people will be able to point to going forward in the future, of saying this is something that has shaped and maybe redefined a little bit of how we see ourselves as a elected deliberative body.
Well, it's interesting because it's so polarizing here from both sides, the far left, the far right, and there's not a lot of middle ground room here. But it's neat to see that maybe that conversation is changing a little bit, at least at the state level.
Yeah, and I think importantly too. So yes, exactly to that point. And also for those who would ideologically affiliate with more of, like, say, a conservative position rather than maybe more moderate. We've had some of those folks both in the champion of this work and also participating. And I think one of the things, not just in this workshop, but in some of this kind of more broadly, that I often talk about with people, is that it's not about always eradicating your kind of committed views on topics, but it's about being able to kind of engage and interact. And that's what part of, like, this workshop is one relatively simple, but I think an important step to do that, to say, oh, I understand what motivates you and kind of drives you. What are some of these factors and what are the pieces today? And so it's not about necessarily trimming all of the kind of complex rough edges off, but it's more that sense of how do we step into interaction and conversation with one another and are able to understand and address some of those tensions, not just to dismiss you outright, but to figure out, like, where are you coming from that informs or shapes that thing that I would otherwise say is, absurd or whatever. Right. So it's a little bit of some of the suspending judgment. It's a little bit of being able to hold some tensions, frankly, being responsive to one another, right, and acknowledging that we're not maybe going to, we're not going to agree necessarily on this piece, but we're going to stay in conversation to figure out if there are places that we can, or if there's something that can be augmented or shifted here.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back more with Dr. Schaefer here, get into some of the news of the day here in D.C. after this on News Radio KMAN.